Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 497, The E-Bullet, September 2018. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the great stuff. It's getting close to Christmas time, believe it or not. Start looking. And if you're going to Mayberry Days this weekend, here's what you need: a sheriff's badge. Get you a Mayberry Sheriff's badge. If you don't want to be the sheriff, you want to be Andy, there's a deputy badge too. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you also by folks who donate on Patreon. The executive producer of tonight's episode is Jim Clark. Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, and the, what would you call that? The author? Let's see, I guess he's the writer, editor. He's everything at the E-Bullet. The E-Bullet, if you don't know, is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And that's what we're going to be going through just a little bit tonight. I'm Alan Newsom, by the way, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And it's great to have you right here in Mayberry with me. This is always fun. We get to cover a little bit of information that's in the E-Bullet. We've covered the bullet the last few weeks. We've been talking about things that were in the bullet. Well, this is the electronic version of that exact newsletter. It's turned into electronic. And guess what? It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Make sure if you are not getting these in your mailbox, in your inbox, head over to imayberry.com and you will see a e-bullet link there. Right at the top of the e-bullet, it says subscribe to the e-bullet. So we only have about, you know, I don't know how many now, 1,000 or so that are resubscribed because we had to redo our whole subscription model. So even if you were a subscriber before, head over and subscribe again and don't miss it because I do not cover everything here on the podcast. So, guys, it's almost Mayberry Days week here for 2018. The e-bullet is out and we have got a lot to cover in the e-bullet. So let's get that rolling. And we're going to play a little background music by the VW Boys. There we go. A little cheerful banjo music. Tim White, I believe, is probably playing that. Isn't that nice? But we're going to head over and check out the E-Bullet from September 2018. Folks, you love it. This is our fifth issue of the E-Bullet for 2018, and it's the pre-Mayberry Days special issue. We're all keyed up for the annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina, coming up September the 27th through the 30th. That's right. It's coming up this weekend. If you're listening live next week, so if you missed it, we'll be giving you a report. This year, we're going to have Keith Thibodeau and Dennis Rush. That's Howie is Dennis Rush. And Keith Thibodeau, well, that was Johnny Paul Jason. You remember him? They're both going to be at Mayberry Days. It's the first trip for both of them. You don't want to miss that. There's been a lot happening around Mayberry in the last couple of months. So since our last issue of the E-Bullet, so we'll get right on it. First thing in the bullet every time, the E-Bullet, is Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board Calendar. Now, we're not going to run through all these because you can go online and check all these out. But the one I do want to talk about is Mayberry Days. That's right, the 29th annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It's coming up this weekend, September 27th through the 30th. And Mount Airy is jam-packed with things to do this year. There are going to be stars from the Andy Griffith Show that are confirmed that'll be there, like Betty Lynn, Keith Thibodeau, as I mentioned just a minute ago. He's making his Mayberry Days debut. Dennis Rush, Opie's pal Howie, is also making his Mayberry Days debut. We've got Rodney Dillard, the guitar-playing darling boy. His sister on the show, Maggie Peterson. That's Charlene, darling. Charlene. And somebody else's little brother, Clint Howard. Who is it? Ron Howard's little brother. Clint, he's been a few years. Great guy. Fun to meet. Hope you get to meet him if you make it to Mayberry Days. We got Ronnie Schell, who was on Gomer Pyle. He's also known to Garrett Andy Griffith Show, but he was Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle. Margaret Carey, that we've talked about so much here on the podcast. If you've missed those, go back a few episodes and look for the Margaret Carey interviews and stuff we've done. And Leroy McNeese. Those are all the cast members from the Andy Griffith Show that are going to be there. But we're also going to be joined by Karen Knotts, who's going to be presenting a Deputy's Daughter, a show that she does. Bettina Link, she's the wife of the late Andy Griffith Show associate producer, Richard O. Link. Laura Hagen, the wife of the late Tags music director. Tags, by the way, is the Andy Griffith Show, if you don't know that. The music director, Earl Hagen, is Laura Hagen, his wife, will be here. And Stark Howell, this will be the first time I've gotten to meet him. He's the son of actor Hoke Howell, who played Dud Walsh, Charlene's husband. He's going to be attending as well. So this is going to be a great Mayberry Days with a lot of new stuff and a lot of fun stuff coming up as well. Tickets are still available for several of the performances, including the Doug Dillard tribute that Rodney will be doing. A concert that features Rodney, as I said, and his band. Ronnie Schell's salute to Jim Nabors. That'll be really nice. And Bluegrass Mayberry Style by Leroy McNeese. There may still be a little bit of tickets to Colonel Tim's. Make sure you check as well. Also performing during Mayberry Days are the VW Boys with their salute to Mayberry. You're hearing them in the background. Here are the VW Boys. Great boys. You'll love their show. Great stuff to do there. The Motown Legacy Review. They're going to be at Mayberry Days. Michael Hoover's Memories of Memories of Elvis. He's a great Elvis, by the way. Check this out. Colin Ray, four-time platinum album, four platinum albums, I should say, and four number one singles. And also legendary Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives. Both Mayberry Days debuts. James Gregory, the funniest man in America, and the Malpass Brothers. Wow, there is so much going on. There's so much more. Colonel Tim's Talent Time, Neil Brower's lecture, the Andy Griffith Show annual meeting featuring Clint Howard, Keith Thibodeau, and Dennis Rush for the lecture. And then maybe extended visit with Clint for the first part of the Andy Griffith Show Realtors Club meeting. That's still not be determined completely, but that's a hopeful. The Mayberry Days Golf Tournament, and it's in its separate banquet and entertainment, which this year features popular stand-up comedian Henry Cho. It's going to be a great show if you haven't seen that. He's often called Mr. Clean for his wholesome hilarity. He's known for on the Grand Ole Opry and Comedy Central and Sirius Radio. Henry is a funny, funny man, definitely. If you get a chance to go go, because you also get to meet the cast members, and they will be there in the back room signing autographs. So if you really want autographs from the cast members, that Thursday night event, the golf banquet and entertainment, is your best, easiest bet to get autographs and stuff from the cast members. Great, great chance to get that. Or you can just make it a whole week of fun. If you should already be there, because there's a show going on tonight that John Floyd is doing tonight. This is, as I record it, Monday night. And the beach music by the Band of Oz and the Embers, both of them will be doing. That's Tuesday and Wednesday. Stuff that's going on all week. They're going to be showing Murder in Coweta County, starring Andy Griffith and Johnny Cash, along with a special Q&A session on Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons of Mayberry Days week. So folks, drive there now if you have an opportunity. If you're watching live, definitely go and do it now. And those are just the ticketed events, the things where you need tickets. There's much more that don't even require tickets, including the Mayberry Days Parade on Saturday morning, Mrs. Wiley's Tea Party. There's a trivia contest. Matter of fact, it's the Super Bowl, the World Championship of Mayberry Trivia. You won't believe some of the questions. We'll get those later on another episode. There's an apple peeling contest, a checkers, horseshoes, pie eating, pork chop sandwich eating, Mayberry Idol talent contest, music, variety, gosh, Mayberry Days is honestly Disney World for fans of the Andy Griffith Show. Try to make you there. And that's not even talking about meet and greet sessions you can have with those stars from the Andy Griffith Show, the Andy Griffith Museum, Mayberry-related movies at the Earl Theater. There's a silent auction that has all kinds of cool Mayberry stuff in there. If you want to know more, go over to mayberrydays.org. The link will be in the show notes. And if you can't go this year in 2018, plan now. Get a room, get a hotel room for 2019. It'll be the last full weekend of September in 2019. Make sure you're there. Friends, there's so much more if you want to check it out in the event calendar in the e-bullet or at imayberry.com. You can check them out. There's another thing happening the week of October the 6th over in Marion, Virginia. I'll be there as Floyd as well. By the way, I didn't even mention all the tribute artists that are going to be at Mayberry Days. There's tons and tons. You're going to be able to see some new ones and some that you've never met before. So try to be there and look around, see what the new tribute artist might be. They will be there. Betty Lynn's greeting fans. Coming up in November, there's a Mayberry cruise and Dixie Griffith, Andy Griffith's daughter, is going to be going with us. Great thing. I think you might still be able to get a room on the cruise. You can give them a try and check it out. Go to allaboutcruisesnc.net or you can call them at 336-538-4926. It's in the event calendar, so just go and look if you didn't get that phone number. Or, hey, you can pause it and rewind. Friends, there's so much more in the event calendar. We're not going to go any more of that, so you can go check it out. And I'm going to give you a little bit of news from cast and crew. Ron Howard has several films in the queue at Imagine, and he's currently slated to direct three of them. One of them is called The Girl Before, and Seven Eves, I think is what you say that one, and a documentary about Pavarotti. Yeah, Pavarotti, the singer, you know, the opera singer. Along with Imagine partner Brian Grazer, Ron also continues to serve as the executive producer of the acclaimed television series shows, including Arrested Development, Genius, and Mars, which returns for a second season on the National Geographic Channel on November the 12th. There's also chatter, notably from Ron himself, about developing a sequel to Willow. Remember the movie? That was a movie which Ron directed for executive producer George Lucas about, 30 years ago. So he's looking at doing that. A little bit more news. This is not Ron Howard at this point. The beautiful 5,900 square foot Honolulu home that Jim Nabors bought in 1992 is now for sale. So everybody pool your money. And let's put it together. Nestled on the lush half acre of Diamond Head oceanfront property, the estate has an asking price of $14.9 million. There you go. If you're interested in it, Goober said he ain't no Rockefeller, so he couldn't do it. But there is a link in the bullet, the e-bullet, if you're interested in buying Jim Nabors' home. Yeah, I would buy that, but I just bought this bottle of pop, and I don't have enough left over. All right. Maggie Peterson, she headlined the Mayberry Night in Troy, North Carolina recently. And she was joined by Dixie Griffith, daughter of Andy, and popular VW boys that we're hearing in the background, and a contingent of Mayberry tribute artists for the annual fundraiser for the local DARE program. It was a great event, had a great time. Going coast to coast, Margaret Carey, she played Bess Muggins and Helen Scobie. She was in North Carolina in July for the Raleigh SuperCon. And she also did a personal appearance for the Walt Disney Film Museum in San Francisco in August. Man, she is moving everywhere. And now she's back to North Carolina for Mayberry Days this month. Margaret is a sweet, sweet lady. Bettina Link, the wife of associate producer Richard O. Link, and also longtime personal manager, he was, for Andy Griffith, Jim Nabors, Ken Berry, Maggie Peterson, Ronnie Schell, and Jerry Van Dyke. Bettina says that it's all safe from the the eruptions that we've been seeing on Hawaii's Big Island. She's doing fine. That's where she lives. It's just a little extra thick air, or VOG, V-O-G, as it's called there. However, Bettina and her fellow Hawaiians also had to deal with torrential rains from a hurricane called Lane a few weeks ago. Next up for Bettina is Mayberry Days, right on the heels of Hurricane Florence. Those lingering effects continue to devastate much of the Carolina, and we keep them in our prayers. On August 17th, we updated the special edition of the e-bullet Remembering Dean Webb by adding a link to the text of Pastor Rich Fortrell's beautiful funeral sermon from the Celebration of Life Memorial Service for Dean that was held on August the 11th. We highly recommend. It is an inspiring and informative read. But we are sad to report that Sandy Webb, Dean's wife, she passed away on September the 3rd from complications with treatments for breast cancer. She had been diagnosed 3 days before Dean passed away in June. Oh, my goodness. Sad news. Sandy attended several Mayberry events with Dean over the years, and many Mayberry fans also got to know her well during performances of the Missouri Boat Ride, Dean's most recent band. Our hearts continue to go out to both Dean and Sandy's family. Man, what a terrible summer for them. One other to report, I hate to do, is Billy Ray Latham. It's with great sadness that we also report the passing of banjo legend Billy Ray Latham in Nashville on August 19th. He was 80 years old. As a member of the Country Boys, Billy appeared in 2 episodes during the first season of the Andy Griffith Show. The first was Mayberry on Record, you know, where they were recording in the barbershop. All the boys were in there recording their music in the barbershop. And second was Quiet Sam. At the end of that episode, where everybody was outside after Sam and his wife had had their baby, he was in both of those. Songs the group performed in Mayberry on Record were also included as tracks on the album Songs, Themes, and Laughs from the Andy Griffith Show, released on Capitol Records in 1961. It was during this period that Billy also found time to give a young Barbara Mandrell her first banjo lessons. A little history there. He later also gave a jump start to Grateful Dead's Jerry Garcia's mastery of the banjo with some early lessons. There's more information about Billy Ray in the e-bullet if you'd like to read more. It's all there. He had an amazing career and touched a lot of lives. So, all right, so let's get back to some fun stuff and go with the chapter update. We only have one new chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Notchers Club this edition of the e-bullet. And here's the name of it. I love it. It is That's the Mayberry Knot Tying Club. That's the Mayberry Knot Tying Club meets here every Tuesday from Taylor's, South Carolina. That brings us up to 1,459 chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club since it was begun in Nashville back in the fall of 1979. Wow. Oh, man, he has the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club time capsule from January 25th, 1983. Here we go. And this was from Mr. Jim Clark, or to Mr. Jim Clark. Dear Jim, I don't know how anybody could be more flattered than to not only know that people watch my old show, but that you put out a newsletter about it and have an organization. It seems foolish to say I wish you luck with it, but I want you to know that I am very honored. I'll tell you what. Why don't I just join and watch along with you? Sincerely, Andy Griffith. Wow, check that out. It's in the bullet. That's actually the letter. He actually has a image of the letter he received from Andy back on January 25th, 1983. Wow, thank you, Jim, for going through the archives and pulling out things like this. It's so cool to see. This is a typed, by the way, letter with Andy's signature on it. So that is very neat. So thanks, Jim, for sharing those kind of things. The e-bullet also contains information about merchandise you can see at Weavers, including the 2019 Andy Griffith Show Walls Calendar at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Head over there and check it out. Lots of other items in there, including the 2018 wall calendar, if you want it. Hey, it's getting that time of year. Old Man Rimshaw print. That's right. You can have the print that hung above the fireplace with Old Man Rimshaw with his eyes that followed you everywhere you go. You can get one from Weavers. That's right. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. You'll see it there. It just makes me smile when I see it. There's all kinds of 50 t-shirt designs you can get at Weavers Department Store. There's tote bags, sweatshirts, books. Folks, head over to Weavers Department Store. If you love the Andy Griffith Show, you'll find something you enjoy there. Let's head into a little bit of chapter news. There's been a lot happening involving chapters over the summer. We mostly rely on photos to cover some of the highlights, but here's some of the information. The Blood Brothers chapter from Macon, Missouri, held its annual summer barbecue in July. Some members also took a road trip to Wisconsin. Can you believe that? To Wisconsin? Yeah, that's where they went, where they had a great visit with Mayberry Memories chapter from Eau Claire before heading over to Clear Lake to the location of the Taylor Home Inn and where Mayberry Scout Troop 44, number 44, is encamped. Folks, if you hadn't been to the Taylor Home Inn, you might want to check that out, taylorhomeinn.com. It is a replica of Andy Griffith's house on the Andy Griffith Show. I've been there. It is a sight to behold. I tell you the truth. It's in Clear Lake, Wisconsin, about an hour from Minneapolis, St. Paul area. There's nothing else in that area, so you have to be going to stay at the Taylor Home Inn, but it is worth the trip, I promise you. So let's see what else is going on with the chapter news. Some members of Blood Brothers will be attending Mayberry Days this month, and the chapter as a whole plans to have a get-together for Halloween, complete with pizza and hay rides. And again in November for an afternoon of board games and cards as they share Mayberry cheer with the residents of a local nursing home. So folks, that's the kind of things you can do with friends who are also fans of the Andy Griffith Show. The Mayberry chapter from Knoxville, Tennessee has continued with events and meetings and celebrations at least monthly throughout the summer. They participated in a couple of parades with their fleet of Mayberry squad car replicas and their own assortment of Mayberry tribute artists. The chapter's Mayberry Minutes newsletter, which is a paper newsletter, it's put out another deluxe 16-page issue, and it should be reaching mailboxes sometime later this month. And they'll have a contingent at Mayberry Days, as always. One other bit of bad news that I keep throwing in. It's with a heavy heart that we report the passing of one of the most beloved members of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, Robert Shelby, of the Goobers Auto Dismantling in West Frankfort, Illinois, passed away on August the 23rd from complications following heart surgery. He was 67. Along with his wife, Jill, Robert has been a cherished friend to many Mayberry fans, as well as members of the Andy Griffith Show cast and crew. To even more fans, Robert was a familiar and happy face. He and his award-winning Mayberry squad car replica were fixtures at countless Mayberry events over the past 25 years. That the Andy Griffith Show theme was the music selected to follow the funeral sermon conveys all you need to know about how much Robert loved the Andy Griffith Show. Words alone just tend to fall short of in capturing Robert. And there is a nice photo collage that is in the e-bullet. If you don't know Robert, if you go look at these pictures, you might know him if you've ever been to any of the Mayberry events because you probably ran into him. It is awesome. So if you're attending Mayberry Days, look for a homage to Robert in the Mayberry Confidential, the festival's official newspaper. Well, that's it for the Mayberry news. Folks, there's a little bit more you may not know about. So around the web, there is a lot of stuff going on. You're hearing here on the podcast. You are listening to this. But did you know there's a place called the iMayberry Community? That's right. The iMayberry Community is organized and overseen by, well, me to some degree, but mostly the spirits and everything that's kept up by Keith, Colonel Harvey Brown. So Keith does a great job. So go over there and check out the iMayberry community and join in on the fun. It's kind of like Facebook, just for Mayberry fans. And of course, you already know about here on the podcast with Randy Turner involved with us. But did you know there's also a Burke on Mayberry podcast and a Mayberry Bible study podcast? They're both found. If you head over to twochairsnowaiting.com, there's links right at the top. You'll see it. Burke on Mayberry, Mayberry Bible study podcast. They're both there. And then there's other things going on around the web as well. So if you're on Facebook, you might want to check out the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. If you start typing in Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book, you'll find it in Facebook. Friends, there's just so much going on in and around Mayberry. And I just want to thank Jim Clark for all the hard work he does putting together the e-bullet. I hope you're going to be at Mayberry Days this coming week. And if you are, please come up and say hi to me. Say hi to Jim Clark and everybody else. Make sure you check out all this stuff. And I guess who else you need to go see and say hi to? I think Randy Turner. So why don't we hear from him right now?
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Olivia Allman only appeared once in Mayberry, but if she doesn't hold the record for playing the most recurring characters, she has to be in the running, having done so a dozen times. Olivia was born on September the 19th, 1904, in southern North Carolina, in Enochville, a small town near Charlotte. She first began working in radio at the age of only 21 at KHJ in Los Angeles as a program arranger. She also performed, reading children's stories, and later as a singer. Her first nationally broadcast appearance was in a pre-recorded program played one New Year's Eve, leading up to midnight in the beginning of the 1930s. But she became best known at the time for her comedic work, as characters as varied as a beauty expert, a high society matron, and a home economist named Pansy Penny Pincher in the San Francisco program Blue Monday Jamboree. She also recorded her first voice work for animation, voicing the role of Clarabelle Cow in early versions of the character for Disney Studios. Many sources credit her with having originated the voice of Clarabelle in the first appearance of the character in 1928. She voiced the lead character in Little Red Walking Hood and also sometimes still did work for Disney. After a short marriage, Olivia relocated to New York City in 1933 and continued her radio career. She initially sang on a syndicated 15-minute program called Crazy Quilt. She also continued to work in animation, now working with producer Leon Schlesinger's cartoons released through Warner Brothers, debuting in the Porky Pig cartoon Porky's Moving Day. At the same time, she remained busy in radio, appearing in various programs, including with Howard McNear in a juvenile series titled The Cinnamon Bear, which was designed to be aired 6 days a week between Thanksgiving and Christmas. She also played Cora Dithers, the wife of Dagwood Bumstead's boss in Blondie, based on the popular comic strip. In 1940, Olivia made her film debut as a homely girl infatuated with Bob Hope's character in Road to Singapore, the first of Hope and Bing Crosby's road pictures. That role, and most others, was uncredited, but a notable film role was as Edwina Kelp, the mother of Jerry Lewis's character Julius Kelp, and the wife of Elmer Kelp, played by Howard Morris in the classic The Nutty Professor. Olivia was a busy character actress in television. In Mayberry, she was Henrietta Swanson, who brought her daughter Darlene to the Taylor home in the evening to borrow some sugar in an attempt to influence Andy, who was judging the Founders Day beauty contest. Olivia had more than 100 roles in film and television. In I Love Lucy, she was the foreman of the candy conveyor belt in the classic episode Job Switching. Elvia may be best remembered as two similar characters, busybodies Elverna Bradshaw, who she played 13 times in the Beverly Hillbillies, and Selma Plout in Petticoat Junction, which she played 17 times. But Elvia played recurring characters in a large number of series in addition to these two most popular ones. She was also Aunt Vera in I Marry Joan, Mrs. Crumbcake in The Abbott and Costello Show, Jane in The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show, Mrs. Chalmers in Where's Raymond, and reprised her radio role of Cora Dithers in the TV version of Blondie. She was also Sarah Selnick in December Bride, Dr. Hilda Larson in The People's Choice, Mrs. Montague in The Bob Cummings Show, Mrs. Fernstrom in the TV version of Herbie the Love Bug, and Lillian in the sitcom Alice. Elvia's final acting credit was a fitting bookend to how she started her film career. She reprised her role as Clarabelle Cow in the 1980 Disney animated short The Prince and the Pauper. Elvia passed away in 1992 at the age of 87. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
All right. Thank you, Randy, for that great report. I didn't know anything about Elvis, but if you'd like to make sure you find out everything Randy knows, head over and send an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com. And when he sends out any information, you'll make sure you get one. turnersgrade@gmail.com. Randy, thank you again for all you do just to bring us a little bit more Mayberry fun every week here on the podcast. always great reports. Well, folks, that is what I have for you this episode. As I'd said before, I guess Mayberry Days is coming up. Well, several years ago, there was a fella named Ron Quincy and his wife, Terry, and they were at Mayberry Days. And in the recent years, they've been giving out an award called the Cats Award. And it was originally given to Betty Lynn and has been given to different people, just saying, an appreciation for all that they do for the Mayberry Days event. So I was running through some of my stuff and I found where he had performed at Colonel Tim's back in 95 or 6, perhaps, somewhere in that time frame. And he sang a great song that's called My Kind of Town. And, you know, I think that's how I want to play us out tonight on this episode. So I hope you're going to enjoy this. I'm not going to talk over it, so I want to tell you now, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at floyd@imayberry.com. And I would love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415 or just head over to twochairsnowaiting.com. The contact has both of those pieces of information there. I would love to hear from you. So friends, we're going to hear from Ron Quincy. He's from Canada. He passed away earlier this year, but I have some great memories. And Jim Clark said, it's kind of strange, isn't it, that we're having nostalgia for Mayberry Days event that's held because we have nostalgia for an old television show. So it's, I don't know what that's called, meta. So friends, let's hear from Ron Quincy with My Kind of Town. Take it away, Ron. Good night, everybody.
People who smile at you. say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.